Welcome to this week's edition of Empowered by the Spirit, hosted by Deacon Steve Greco of Spirit-Filled Hearts Ministry. For the next hour, join Deacon Steve and his guests as they share their testimonies, love of their Catholic faith, and the importance of the Holy Spirit in all our lives. Now, here's Deacon Steve.
This is Deacon Steve Greco, high atop the Tower of Hope in beautiful Christ Cathedral, and wow, I am beyond comprehension. Excited to have Gil Alderete here to talk about this incredible venture that God, the Holy Spirit, is doing through Spirit-Filled Hearts and through Catholic Men's Fellowship called I Thirst. Jesus thirsts for us. And so I'm excited to have Gil on the show. Welcome, Gil.
Thank you, Deacon Steve. It's always an honor and a pleasure to be here with you. You just inspire me so much.
Well, we are a team because the Holy Spirit brought us together. I call you Deacon Gil because you should be, you're one of the holiest men I've ever known. And it is such a critical time right now in our world. And it's interesting when this is being recorded. I just did a homily this morning on the queenship of the Blessed Virgin Mary, the memorial of the queenship. And one of the first things I talked about is that she helps us in the battle against evil. And bottom line is that we are in a war. This culture is under siege by the enemy. Turn on the TV, turn on whatever media that you want to listen to, internet, Instagram, TikTok. And there's certainly many shows that are blessed and holy, but the majority of our culture is the opposite direction. And Jesus is thirsting for us to come to him without compromise.
You know, you talk about the queenship of our Blessed Mother, and we have a queen and we have a king. And Jesus, of course, is our king, and he thirsts for us, and he calls us to a deeper relationship with himself. But we can get there also through the queenship of Mary, through praying the Holy Rosary, through offering our lives to her to give to her son. And she is always faithful in that. And society today, you're right, we are in spiritual warfare. The world is out there to just eat us up, to take us. But God is so much more powerful. And if we only allow Jesus' thirst for our love, then we can unite ourselves to him and change the whole world. You know, Jesus talked about how he came to cast fire on the earth and how he only prayed that it was enkindled already. And that is the fire of his love. If we can show love to our brothers and sisters in all that we do, in those who come into our proximity during our daily lives, we can change the world, Deacon.
Amen, amen. But there must be surrender. It was interesting again, and when I spoke this morning, the Blessed Mother, you think about what she said, let it be done to me according to your word. The Blessed Mother said, I'm all in. You know, and that's why the Holy Spirit has guided us to do these iThirst conferences through 21 cities in 3 years, because it also ties into the Eucharistic revival. The Eucharistic revival is going to be at the heart of what iThirst is all about, and really to understand the fact that Jesus is calling us not to be lukewarm. As you know, I often quote the third chapter of Revelation, I wish you were either cold or hot, but because you're neither cold or hot but lukewarm, I spit you out of my mouth. Catholic Men's Fellowship, I'm so honored and blessed to be connected with you, because as a leader of this very important group of men, everything that you do is not to compromise, is to be all in. And yet, think about where we are in so many other organizations and even within the church itself. We often compromise, and we can't compromise our faith.
Catholic Men's Fellowship is about having men, myself included, allowing God to transform our minds, transform our hearts, transform our souls to a deeper relationship with him. You know, becoming intentional disciples of our Lord and Savior, being all in. And we have events. We had an event this past Saturday where we brought 60 men together, and we shared Christ and the love of God. Wow. And these men were just on fire. We started with the Holy Mass at 8 a.m., and then we had breakfast and a fellowship, and we consecrated ourselves to our Blessed Mother, and we just got together, prayed, and talked about how important it is to allow God to transform our lives and to allow Him to change us and change our families in the domestic church.
You know, and that's what it is. It is that allowing God to transform us. It is that metanoia. It is that transformation. But we have to have a heart. That's why our ministry is called Spirit-Filled Hearts. We have to have an open heart, and we have to be an empty vessel. But why is it that so many men and women, but let's say focus on men here for a second, why is it that they don't want to surrender? Please tell me why, because I want to know. And I guess I could say I know because I didn't surrender either, and it still is a struggle. We actually think that we're our own gods. We think that we know better.
We do, and we get so caught up in our everyday work, what we're doing at work, what we're doing after work. We come home and we're tired. And the physicality of everything we do takes priority over our spiritualness. And it's so sad because I did the same thing for many years until I finally realized, wait, and Father Larry Richards says that, you have to surrender. You have to give it all to our Lord. In John 15, our Lord tells us that you can do nothing apart from me. Right? And he is the vine and we are the branches.
So remain in me and I will remain in you. And only when you surrender to Jesus Christ that he will then grow fruit in you. And, you know, basically that fruit that will remain only comes through letting Jesus take over our lives. And yet, you know, we struggle in doing that. So the I Thirst conferences across the country is meant to bring people to that crescendo. And at the end, we will have a call to action, an altar call, whatever you want to call it, in which men will have be prayed over, laid hands on by the bishop, priests, deacons, lay leaders will be praying over them so that they're making a commitment to give their life to Jesus Christ. Why is that so important?
It's so important because he's all. The power for us to do anything, to change our lives, to change our world, is through the power of his graces. And, you know, true joy comes from our Lord. True joy doesn't come from that. It doesn't come from that promotion. It doesn't come from the extra money an hour. It doesn't come from the extra money you're going to get in your paycheck.
No.
Or if I work more hours, I'm going to get a bonus. The joy of the Lord comes from himself and his graces. The joy in our hearts has to be rooted in him. 21 cities, we're going to go out. And the first one is going to start on November 19th here at Christ Cathedral. And I'm so excited because we're going to have so many great speakers. And then we're going to have like what our Protestant brothers and sisters do. We're going to have a situation where you can come up and you can say, wait, I'm going to raise my hand. I want Jesus to transform my life. I want to be his. I want to do his work. Him working through me. The Apostle Paul says, don't you realize that the same Spirit of God that raised Christ from the dead now dwells within you? We're going to empower men and women to go out and change the world that they live in through these I Thirst conferences.
Hallelujah.
I like that.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But that's exactly what happens. And you made this reference again in John 15:11. I have told you this so that my joy may be in you and your joy may be complete. This commandment of love one another as I have loved you. How do we love one another? By our own personal surrender and teaching people why they need to surrender to Jesus Christ. It is only then that fruit will happen. Again, John 15:16 was not you chose me, but I who chose you and appointed you to go and bear fruit that will remain, so that whatever you ask the Father in my name, he may give you. Everything changes when we have that total commitment. Think about where we are right now. You know, I'm fortunate now to be very blessed and honored, and I have no words to say, you know, how good God is. I'm the director of evangelization formation for the Diocese of Orange, and I have campus ministry, Curcio, but I have all faith formation, young adults, teams, you know, reporting into me and every aspect of evangelization. And as I look at that, and for example, let's look at young adults for a second. Young adults, they want to know, is this real? Is this something that they can really buy into, or is this hypocrisy? And so many of our teens and younger people, they look at their parents or they look at other people that are older and they say, you really don't believe. I know how you live your life. You worship money. You worship material things. You worship the flesh. How can you say, okay, you go to mass, but it's meaningless. So if that's what the Catholic Church is, I don't want to be part of it. So we have to build an army of people that don't compromise and that demonstrate their faith in everything they do.
We have to live out the faith in front of our children. You know, we have to have something that's real and tangible for them to latch onto. My children are now 28, 23, and 21. And, you know, my daughter comes home. She works and she goes to school. But sometimes she'll come home a little after 2, after closing at her shift. And she'll come in, and I rise at 2, and I get up in the morning to get ready for my daily work, which I start at 4. And she'll come in, and I'll be dressed. I'll be sitting at the table. I'll have my candle lit. I'll have my live adoration on. But she'll know I'm doing my morning prayers at 2 a.m. in the morning, 2:30 in the morning. So she sees that we live out our faith. My wife and I, we get up in the morning, and we do our morning and or evening prayers on the weekend. And so husbands and wives, even if you're a single parent, your children need to see you living out your faith. Mm-hmm. It has to be more than once a week. It has to be, because once a week isn't going to cut it.
So let's talk about that, because one of the things that's so critical is to have this metanoia, this complete transformation. And what does that really mean? When we have that transformation, what that really means is the fact that we want to be connected to Jesus. You know, you talked about John 15 again. Abide in me, remain in me, and I will remain in you. And apart from me, you can do nothing, as you mentioned. How do we get connected with Jesus? It's not an option. And now there, it may be some impossible at times, but there are masses in the morning, at noon, in the evening. It is absolutely a prerequisite to go to mass every single day.
I challenge my brothers and sisters out there. I challenge my brothers, men, head of the household. Make it an effort to even start off making one more mass a day other than Saturday. You know, I drive for a living for UPS. And on all my runs, I've always had the opportunity up until this last run to go to a daily mass somewhere. And I would go and make it a point to attend more than just one mass a week, to feed my soul, to dive into the scriptures and allow him to transform my life, that metanoia conversion. And you know what? I am so much happier. And happy may not be a great word to use, but the joy in my heart is so much more attending more than one mass a day.
So it's so important that we say yes to Jesus and want to be connected to him. Now, how does that work? And these are things that we're going to be teaching people in the iThirst conferences. How does that work? Well, why does it say in 1 Thessalonians 5:16, pray without ceasing? Why does it say that? You say, well, how is that possible? But if you are connected to Jesus, you're thinking about him. You're talking to him, you're praying, you bring him up with other people. It's a constant thing. And so the Mass helps us do that. And another really critical part, which is also I'm responsible for the Diocese of Orange, which is to foster a belief and foster the habit of adoration, to adore the Lord, and certainly to encourage exposition of the Blessed Sacrament as often as possible. But we have the ability to go in our churches and go in the chapel and adore the Lord in the Blessed Sacrament in that chapel. And it's something that we know that when that happens, for example, churches that have 24/7 adoration, but even churches that really talk about adoration as really something to enhance our spirituality, that vocations come from that. People are much more committed. Tell me your thoughts about, you know, the importance of adoration and being before the Blessed Sacrament.
Being before the Blessed Sacrament has so much power. Jesus confines himself there. He confines himself there waiting for visitors. And in this day and age, you may not be able to go out and go physically to adoration. But you know what? 90% of us can.
Yes.
We can find an adoration chapel somewhere, somehow, during our daily lives. We all work someplace, and we work someplace near a Catholic church. And I guarantee you, out of the four or five Catholic churches near you, there's a place to adore our Lord in a tabernacle.
Amen. That's the point. Just go to the tabernacle and pray.
Yeah.
And just be silent before the Lord. Let the Lord feed you. You know, it just, you drink of the Lord, of that sweetness, you know, and that's really what it feels like. It's that sweetness, you know, the tenderness of God's love, God's mercy.
You know, the other day someone told me something. They said, you know, so many times we go before the Lord and we don't say, "Speak, Lord, your servant is listening." And that's what we should be saying. But a lot of times we come and we enter prayer and we say, "Quiet, Lord, your servant is speaking." Your servant, I'm talking. I want to do all the talking. I want to do all the asking. But we have it wrong. We have to sit in the stillness of the Lord and listen. And he'll speak to our hearts.
That is so unbelievably critical. You know, we think that we have to have books. You know, and I love reading scripture, and I love praying the rosary, Divine Mercy Chaplet, too, and all those things are good. But, you know, someone once taught me that, let's say you have a holy hour, at least 50% of it should be nothing but silence in which the Lord's speaking to you.
Because the Lord will open your mind, your heart, and your soul.
Right.
He'll impress things upon your heart, and you'll say, "Wow. That's amazing."
And you know when that usually happens for me, believe it or not? Usually happens for me at 3 o'clock in the morning, at 4 o'clock, and then of course you're up there, you're already out and about. But you know, the Lord will wake me up at 3 AM, at 4 AM, at 5 AM, and I just get this flood and I say, "Speak to me, Lord." And that's when the Lord said, "I want you to go to the Philippines, I want you to go to Indonesia, I want you to be a missionary, I want you to do Divine Mercy Chaplet, I want you to do I Thirst, I want you to do all those things." It's in the quietness of that early morning, or again before the Blessed Sacrament, that the Lord will just flood our senses with his love and his direction. You know, one of the things that, you know, as we talk about John 15, well, John 14 is also very important, in which Jesus said that, John 14:18, "I will not leave you orphans, I will come to you." What does that mean, not to be an orphan? Well, he tells us in verse 26, let's say, 14:26, "The Advocate, the Holy Spirit, that the Father will send in my name, he will teach you everything and remind you of all that I've told you." So, I mean, that's a big part of what we're going to do in these iThirst conferences, is teach people about how to listen to God, but how to be empowered by the Spirit.
And being empowered by the Spirit and listening to God is so important, because when he empowers you, when you open yourself to him, he can transform all those around you. He can give you that joy that people will look at you and that they will thirst from our Lord's thirsting for us. When we give ourselves to him, others will thirst for what they see is happening in our lives. What's going on with you? Why are you acting different? What has happened to your whole demeanor? You've changed. And then you can open up and say, "I have changed. I've been transformed by the love of God." I like to tell people, you know, they'll ask, "Gil, why do you believe in God so much? Why do you share the gospel? Why are you always willing to pray for somebody?" And I'll say, "Because God has transformed my life in such a powerful way that I can't contain it. And I have to share it. I've got to give it away."
Amen, amen. You know, there's a term that I use called spiritually obese. And I know about the other obesity, but spiritually obese means that you take in and don't share it. Exactly what you said. We were called to share. That's what a lot of people don't get, you know, because they quote that horrible, for me, horrible, false teaching of St. Francis saying, you know, if necessary, use words. No, it is necessary to use words.
Right.
You can show by example. Don't get me wrong. You have to have both. You have to have both. But remember Romans 10, how beautiful are the feet of those who bring the good news, verse 15. And then it says, verse 17, thus faith comes from what is heard, and what is heard comes through the word of Christ. Why does it say that? Because we need to speak our faith. You know, the spoken word is called rhema. We need to speak the word. The power of the Holy Spirit comes through the spoken word.
And you can go to 1 Peter 3:15, and our Lord, you know, he tells us, but in your hearts, reverence Christ as Lord. Always be prepared to make a defense to anyone who calls you on account for the hope that is in you, but do it with gentleness and reverence. Always have an answer for the hope and the Spirit that lies within you. It's the same thing. We have to go out there and share. Guys can look at us and say, oh, that guy's just a giddy guy. That guy's just a happy guy. He's always happy. But there's a reason for it. We have to willingly cooperate with God's grace and share that with other people.
So one of the things that's really important for us right here in the Diocese of Orange, and we hope this becomes a national movement, is we're actually going to train our deacons to form evangelization committees and to be a catalyst to teach people how to share their faith. And we will supply lots and lots of information on the nuances of how do you just share yourself, your faith as the fifth gospel, your story. You know, how do I do that with my kids, my grandkids, the people I work with, my friends? How do I do that? You know, so many people think that they're imposing and, you know, that it's going to be a negative thing if they share their faith. But who wants you to share your faith and who doesn't want you to share your faith? Think about that.
The Lord wants you to share your faith, number one, and we're supposed to be obedient to God, right? And the evil one doesn't want us to share our faith.
Amen.
You know, there's so many times when we wake up in the morning and or we have something to do, and it has to do with church. It has to do with evangelizing. It has to do with being somewhere to serve the Lord in some capacity. And what happens? I really don't feel like doing this.
Yeah.
I really, you know what? I really could use an extra 2 hours of sleep. And why do I really have to go to that breakfast? I'm just going to sit there anyway. Or why do I really have to go to Mass? I'm going to go on Sunday. Or why am I going to go to this reflection or this study? I'm okay. I've got enough. And that's the evil one speaking to you. That's the evil one holding you down. Because it is a spiritual warfare. We talked about that. There's good and evil. And there's, you know, the power of light. The Amen. Power of light that is within Jesus Christ, and he gives us that light to go on and go out and share. You're listening to the Men of Faith program on Spirit-Filled Radio, and my guest today is Deacon Stephen Greco, and we're talking about I Thirst, 21 cities in 3 years. This is going to transform America by God's grace. This idea, you know, this I Thirst from Mother Teresa has been just propelled to a vision by Deacon Stephen Greco of going out and holding these 1,500, 2,000 person.
Or more. Amen.
Or more, you know, in 21 cities to just transform our world, which needs Christ so much.
You know, and the first chapter of John, which is read Christmas Day every year in every parish, every church in the world. Chapter 1, verse 5, the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. That light is the light of Christ. That light is transforming. And so I Thirst is meant to be a major transformation of hearts and souls. So thank you so much for being part of the I Thirst movement and being an integral part of it as a speaker and as a leader for Catholic Men's Fellowship. And I think it's very, very important that everyone out there register. Go to JesusThirstForAmerica.com, JesusThirstForAmerica.com, and you can register. And everyone listening, please register yourself, your families, for November 19th. And there's going to be one March 18th in Fresno. And then we're going to be getting a date very soon for Los Angeles. And then we're working right now on Denver and Birmingham. And there'll be 21 across the country.
We're excited. We're excited about this. Our Lord is going to transform America, and he's going to change lives. He can change lives if we allow him, if we surrender and give him power over our lives. I just thank Deacon Steve for having a heart open to God and open to having the Lord speak to him of having this vision for the I Thirst conferences. It's going to change the world.
So Heavenly Father, we thank you and praise you. We thank you for giving us your love, your Holy Spirit, giving us that vision that you are thirsting for souls, Lord Jesus, and thirsting for our hearts. And we pray, Lord God, that you anoint all the I Thirst conferences across the country in November 19th in the Diocese of Orange. And we thank you, Lord God, for calling us together to serve you and worship you through the intercession of our Blessed Mother, through the power of the Holy Spirit, in Jesus' name. And I bless you in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit.
Amen. And thank you for this. And if you want to get a hold of us and get more information about Catholic Men's Fellowship, please go to our website, CatholicMen.org, and find out more about us.
God, I'm running for your heart. I'm running.
You're listening to Spirit-Filled Radio. Any C.S. Lewis fans out there? Here's a word from Joan Patton, Apostolic Oblate in the Diocese of Orange.
There's a quote from C.S. Lewis. He was talking about how, like, we feel like God's pursuing us, and so what happens? We get scared and we start to run. And finally, God's like, stop! I'm trying to give you joy! And that is what vocation is about.
For more great content, check out SpiritFilledEvents.com. That's SpiritFilledEvents.com. Spirit-Filled Radio is in partnership with the Roman Catholic Diocese of Orange in Southern California. SpiritFilledEvents.com. Spirit-Filled Radio shares gems of our Catholic faith each and every day. Here's a word from Deacon Steve Greco along with Father Augustine Puffner about the sacrament of reconciliation.
So many people go to priests that they don't know because they're afraid that, wow, what's the priest going to, priest really going to know me,
right?
You know, and all that. So tell us about that whole
right.
area.
Well, first of all, don't be afraid. To our listeners, don't be afraid. And let me just say that as sincerely and gently as I can. Don't be afraid of confession of God, because God's mercy is that embrace of the loving Father who is waiting and watching for you to return to him and to return to his love and to return home. Home to the church, home to your spiritual family, where you will be embraced with great love and enthusiasm and will be supported. So I know that the fear factor is definitely something that we pray that everyone will overcome.
For more great content, check out SpiritFilledEvents.com. That's SpiritFilledEvents.com. Spirit-Filled Radio is in partnership with the Roman Catholic Diocese of Orange in Southern California. SpiritFilledEvents.com.
Hi everyone, it's Deacon Steve Greco, high atop the Tower of Hope in beautiful Christ Cathedral, and wow, how much joy can you possibly have? We had Gil already, I almost called him Deacon because I feel like he is a deacon, and we have him back again to talk about where we are in today's society and how we have to be all in, without a shadow of a doubt, and that certainly ties into our iThirst conferences. So welcome back to the show, Gil.
Oh, it's always a pleasure, Deacon. I love being here with you, and you just inspire me so much.
Praise God. Every time I'm around you, I just want to shout for joy because you are so filled
amen,
with the Holy
amen.
Spirit. And iThirst is this movement of renewal. And I just want to say to everyone out there, do you think we need renewal right now in our society?
Oh, we need renewal, don't we, Deacon?
The purpose of iThirst is to lead Catholics and those seeking Jesus, God, to revival at this critical moment in history. I want to just define right now what this critical moment is. And Lord said, go to 21 cities, get a call to action, get people who are all in. We're going to give them a full year follow-up in terms of catechesis and content and teach them how to share their faith with their families, their loved ones, strangers, work, wherever it might be. But why is the Holy Spirit calling us right now to do iThirst? What's happening in the world right now?
Oh, my gosh. In our mind. I mean, there's so much. There's so much that our mind is being filled with so much garbage. It's being filled with worldly desires, right? Everybody is just running around crazy. The curriculum in our schools, the identity of the person of you're not just a man or you're not just a woman. I don't know how many identities they're saying are out there now, but you can be whatever the heck you want. You can identify as a pillow if you want to identify as a pillow. It's ridiculous. We've gotten away from who God has created us to be. Our identity doesn't lie in what society tells you it wants you to be, in what your coworkers tell you they want you to be, in what anyone tells you they want you to be. Our identity lies in the fact that we are sons and daughters of the most glorious God the Father. Amen?
Amen, amen, amen. My brothers and sisters, this is the most critical time, in my opinion, at least in my lifetime, and I'm older than most of you listening. Because society has taught us that those with the most toys win, that materialism is the way to go, that, you know, forget marriage. In Orange County, 70% of the marriages end in the divorce. So if you get tired of your spouse, just try somebody else. That free sex is the way to go. That, you know, just money, sex, power, whatever it might be, that's what you need to search for. I mean, that's what the world teaches us. And if you don't believe me, just turn on the TV. Go to a movie. I mean, in most cases, you're going to see things that are against God's teaching. So we need revival. And the Holy Spirit came upon us and said, I want you to do 21 cities in a period of 3 years, tying in Eucharistic revival about how it's critical to give your life to Jesus Christ. Why do people not understand that they can't have one foot in and one foot out?
Because they want so much of the world. They just can't get it. They think that their fleshly desires is what is going to bring them joy. They don't realize that true joy is within God, and He is the one that gives it to us in our heart. You know, the rich man who walked away sad, Jesus asked him a very simple thing. Hey, put everything else you have secondary and put me first. Put me first. And he went away sad. And Jesus was sad that he walked away. But so many of us live our life that way. We live our life that way thinking that if I give everything away, right, then I'll have no happiness. You know that some of the biggest conversions and some of the love that's expressed to God are in all these third world countries where they have less stuff.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Here in America, we have so much stuff.
Yeah.
To the point of, where's my pen? My pen. I want my pen to write with. I don't want to use a secondary pen.
No,
that's a first world problem, right? It's just so ridiculous that we
think about our cars. You know, I'm not going to mention what kind of cars. Think about our houses. You know, friends I used to work with, you know, they would go, oh, I just bought a new house. It's 10,000 square feet. It has 7 bedrooms. It has, one of my friends had put gold in his bathrooms. It was unbelievable. I mean, listen, I'm not trying to judge it. I'm just saying, what is our goal? What is it that we're searching for? We have to thirst for Jesus. We have to surrender ourselves to Jesus. We have to realize, and like the Blessed Mother said, you know, behold, I am the handmaid of the Lord. May it be done to me according to your word. bottom line is this, is that let the Blessed Mother lead us. Let the Blessed Mother lead us in the sense of saying, I am that servant of the Lord. Look at her Magnificat. My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God, my Savior. And what that means more than anything else is that you are so connected with God that you are just rejoicing. And when we have God, we have everything. You know, when we have God, we have the power of the Holy Spirit. When we have God, we are filled. And let's just take a look just for a quick second at Psalm 23, right? The Lord is my shepherd. There is nothing I shall want.
There is nothing else but the Lord. There is nothing I shall want. If today you hear God's voice, harden not your heart. Draw yourself. He is drawing us. We don't come to him. He calls us. You know, we need to put off our old nature, which belongs to the former life and is corrupt through deceitful lusts, the lusts of the world. And we have to put on a new nature, which is after the likeness of Christ, after the likeness of God in righteousness and holiness. That's the universal call of the church, to grow in holiness. But we do it through the power of God. It's not something we do on our own. And therefore, to surrender to God, we think, oh my gosh, I'm giving so much up. I'm giving everything up. But you're not. Because, you know, in my life, I know that God is a restorer. And when I first allowed him to transform my life, it seemed like I was losing everything and walking away from everything. But now I have Deacon Stephen Greco, all these Catholic Men's Fellowship brothers that I talk to every day. You know, a ministry that God has put into my hands, Catholic Men's Fellowship of California, a radio show, Men of Faith, which opened the door to ministering to men over the wavelengths. And going to people that I never would able to physically go see who are listening to this program. Allow God to transform your life. Give it to him. Seek ye first the kingdom of God.
And his righteousness, and everything else shall be added unto you. And that's, again, Matthew 6:33. Exactly. You know, bottom line is this, is that when we say yes to God, he just floods you with what to do. Like he made you as president of Catholic Men's Fellowship, all the other things that you're doing to build up the body of Christ. And for us, we had the St. Joseph Summit, largest in the world. And then the Lord said, I want you to do these iThirst conferences across the country. And oh, by the way, I'm going to give you a job as the head of evangelization for the Diocese of Orange in the meantime. But so what is this about, the iThirst? November 19th. Register. You won't regret it. It will be transforming. It's a Saturday. And then you'll have a whole year follow-up of material to help you grow in your faith. So go to JesusThirstForAmerica.com. Register for iThirst, Orange County. And what is the purpose again? It's to lead each one of us into revival at the critical time in history. That's number one. Number two, and this is what I'd like you to comment on, rather, and that is to know Jesus, to help people have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. What does that mean, to have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ?
Oh, my gosh. To have a personal relationship is, you can't have a personal relationship with your wife. You wouldn't marry someone who you didn't know, and you can't fall in love with someone who you don't know. But a personal relationship with God is realizing that the God who created you, who breathed life within you, loves you so much that he wants to care for you. Pray to him. Know him. We see him in all the beauty when we go out into this world, into mountains, in the sun, in the moon, in the settings of beautiful sunsets and oceans. We see his glory. He created it all. And we can have a personal relationship with this loving Father. And that simply means to delve into the scriptures, learn, read the Gospel of John, and learn what the God-man, what Jesus Christ did for you by redeeming you by the death on the cross, and open your heart to him, and he'll change your life. You'll be a happier person.
It's about intimacy. Think about it. Yeah. Intimacy. Jesus wants us to be so close to him that we're really part of the heartbeat, you know, so close to him. He is our best friend. He is someone who is our guide. He is obviously our God, our Father, but he is someone who is there every step of the way. It's kind of like that footsteps, you know, that little poem,
right,
where it was like, you know, two sets of footsteps, but then there was one step because Jesus was carrying us, basically,
right,
so close.
Carrying us through our hardships.
Through our hardships, so close to him, to us together. And so as we look at this, I thirst, and again, register JesusThirstForAmerica.com for November 19th for the Diocese of Orange. If you're in Fresno, March 18th up there next year, we'll soon get a date for Los Angeles. We're getting other dates, other cities. We're looking for Denver very soon into 2023. First step, revival. Second step, personal relationship. Third step, as part of I Thirst, is to inspire devotion to the Blessed Virgin Mary, who carries Jesus to the world. Why is the rosary so important? Why is our Blessed Mother so important? And how does the Blessed Mother help us spiritually?
She is the mantle of our protection. You know, when you pray the rosary, you pray the life of Jesus and Mary and the life of both of them together. And the luminous mysteries, the glorious mysteries, it's all about their lives and the power of God that can transform your life. That spiritual connection with our Blessed Mother, who always leads us closer to her Son, is so important and vital. We open ourselves to the Angelus. I would encourage my brothers and sisters out there to pray the Angelus. When you wake up in the morning, to pray it at 12 noon and to pray it at 6 in the afternoon, right?
It's so important. So, so important. The bottom line is this, is that when you pray the rosary, pray the Angelus, when you're connected to the Blessed Virgin Mary, you're closer to Jesus.
Right.
Right? And that's what a lot of people, saints, have said, that when you have this devotion to our Blessed Mother, you're on the road to sainthood. You're on the road to get close, because Jesus, the Blessed Mother, always points to Jesus.
To Jesus through Mary.
Through Mary.
Through Mary, through her intercessory prayers. We pray for each other every day, Deacon.
Amen.
Right? You and I.
Absolutely.
You pray for me, I pray for
Absolutely.
You.
Absolutely.
What more power does the number one saint in heaven, our Blessed Mother, the mother of Jesus, our Lord, the God-man, right? She is the mother of God. What more power does she have? We don't worship Mary. Right? We honor her as the Mother of God, and we ask her, I pray thee, Blessed Mother, to pray for us now and at the hour of our death.
Amen, amen, amen. You know, I believe very strongly that a devotion to the Blessed Mother clearly brings us close to Jesus. The other thing that's really important is I've been involved in healing ministry for over 40 years. And wherever there's healing, the Blessed Mother is there interceding. I mean, look at Lourdes, look at Fatima, all over the world, the Blessed Mother is there interceding for marriages, for families, for sickness, interceding for spiritual growth. And the Blessed Mother just loves us so tenderly. And with that tender love of our spiritual mother, leads us closer to Jesus.
You know, early in my conversion, and many out there know this story already, that I lost my mother at a very young age. She was 42 and I lost her to breast cancer. And when I underwent my conversion, I walked into a church. I walked into St. Monica's in Santa Monica, and I went to go pray. But I asked our Lord to forgive me, but I wanted to pray to his mother. I wanted to talk to Mary. And when I walked over and I prayed and I talked to Mary, I asked her for intercession in my life. It was unbelievable, and I've always had this devotion to the rosary. I pray the rosary every single day in my life because it's so powerful, and I believe it is a connection to her Son, who draws me to himself in adoration, in the tabernacle, to the Eucharist, to the sacraments. Those are all done by Jesus. Right? But how did I get there? I was led there through the Blessed Mother. Open your house, open yourselves, and just say, Mother Mary, take me to your Son, Jesus.
Amen. And 100% of the time, that will happen.
Absolutely.
100% of the time. So, again, in summary of the I Thirst, 21 cities in 3 years, I Thirst, Orange County, the Diocese of Orange, November 19th. It is about being all in, teaching people how to be all in. It's about revival. It's about developing a personal relationship with Jesus. When you're all in, you want more Jesus. You just want more and more and more. And then third is to inspire a deeper devotion to the Blessed Virgin Mary. The fourth goal, objective of the I Thirst movement, it's to inspire Eucharistic revival in every community, in every home, within every parish, and in every individual heart. Eucharistic revival, the USCCB, spot on. June of this year, in 2021, we started this Eucharistic revival. There's going to be a major meeting in Indianapolis in 2 years, 2023 in July. But we're looking at it as a 3-year program for the I Thirst movement. We know the Pew study. We know that over 2/3 of the people did not believe in the real presence. We know, for example, that we look at the second largest group of people in the United States that are followers of Jesus Christ, and they're ex-Catholics. How could you possibly be an ex-Catholic if you believe in the body and blood of Jesus Christ? So many of them are going to non-denominational churches. So many of them are going to churches that don't believe in the real presence. And we know out of John 6 that he was very, very clear, very, very clear that about the real presence. I am the bread that came down from heaven, verse 41. And he's saying in verse 47, amen, amen, I say to you, whoever believes has eternal life. I am the bread of life. I am the living bread, verse 51, that came down from heaven. Whoever eats this bread will live forever. The bread that I give is the flesh for my life of the world. And again, further, 53, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you do not have life within you. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I'll raise him up on my last day. For my flesh is true food, and my blood is true drink. And whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood remains in me, and I remain in him. That couldn't be more clear.
It couldn't. And if you go down further, in John 6:66, a lot of them can't handle that teaching, and they walk away.
Right.
And so many of our Catholic brothers and sisters have walked away not realizing they had a relationship with Jesus Christ in the Eucharist, in his body, blood, soul, and divinity. But they walk away because they want this cushy feeling sometimes, and maybe they don't have that. They're depending on their emotions. They're not depending on what God's promises are. Mm-hmm. But if you really, truly believe that Jesus is present and that he, as he promises, will transform your life, he will transform your life. And this is what the I Thirst conference is about. Jesus thirsts for you in the Eucharist. He is calling you. He is calling you back. He's calling you home to come and worship him and to consume him and to allow himself to change your life. Like you said, this is in union with, you know, the USCCB's call to action on Eucharistic revival. All you men and women out there, anybody who's listening to this, go to your parish pastor and say, what are we doing for the Eucharistic revival? And it doesn't have to be for 10 hours on a day. You know, there's a parish over here in the San Gabriel region who they're going to do a three-hour program. A three-hour Eucharistic revival.
I love it.
Where they're going to catechize, they're going to bring in, and they're going to say, hey, this is what we're going to do. And that's going to be in the San Gabriel Valley at Sacred Heart Catholic Church in West Covina on November 5th. And they're going to bring people in, and it's going to be a great three-hour revival of our Lord in the Eucharist.
Alleluia.
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 We want to get you to sign up and join in on Jesus Thirsts for America at JesusThirstsForAmerica.com. Register. Come. The first event is going to be on November 19th at Christ Cathedral. right here where we are actually at the Tower of Hope on the 8th floor producing this radio program.
And they absolutely are just so elated, Bishop Van, Bishop Tim Fryer. This is a news flash. And Jamming Jimmy G, our engineer, is here. That we love Jim Governale because he's so filled with the Holy Spirit. And so this is a newsflash for you, buddy. You ready? And newsflash for my brother Gil. Ithers freestanding posters will be printed and put up all over Christ Cathedral very soon.
Ooh, amen.
Amen, amen. Because we're going to have just amazing speakers. So let's just talk in the few minutes that we have left here about these amazing speakers that we have for November 19th. We're going to have Deacon Larry Oney, which is absolutely fantastic. He is so filled with the Holy Spirit. We will have Father Robert Spitzer, who is so filled with life and love. It's amazing. And he is one of the most unique priests you can possibly ever know. We're going to have Kathleen Beckman. Kathleen Beckman is a national leader, spiritual warfare. She's amazing. And so she will be a speaker. We will have, as I mentioned, Deacon Larry Oney and also his wife, Andy Oney. They're both evangelists, worldwide evangelists, and we will have one of the most on fire people in addition to everyone else, Barbara Heil, that will be there. And my brother Gil Alderetti, president of Catholic Men's Fellowship, will be there. I will be giving a talk.
The most powerful man I know as a deacon, Deacon Stephen Greco.
Well, amen, amen. And Bishop Timothy Fryer will be giving a talk. Again, you go to JesusThirstForAmerica.com, and you will be able to then get the information where you can register. And please come with your families, come with your friends. You know, this is going to be the event. It starts at 8 a.m. It ends after 5 p.m. It will be adoration, inspiring messages, fellowship. And you'll be able then to register to get 1 year of information of catechesis, teaching you how to share your faith, teaching you how to make a difference with families. Absolutely amazing. And I'm so blessed that you're my brother and Catholic Men's Fellowship is going to be an integral part of everything we're doing with this movement.
I'm excited because you know what we're going to do, and I'm going to make you a promise with this. When we do the iThirst conferences, we're going to have 1 year. 1 year of catechetical training towards the love of Jesus in the Eucharist. And what we're going to do at Catholic Men's Fellowship is we have chapters throughout California. Right now we have 28 and we're continuing to grow. But the beauty of this conference, the beauty of iThirst is that like the sower, right, in the parable, the sower of the seeds, right? Seeds are going to be sown and hearts are going to be transformed. Hearts are going to be changed. But we're not going to leave you as orphans. We're going to let you go out to different areas, back to your parishes, and have a year of formation, a year to fall deeply and more in love with our Lord. And at all of our Catholic Men's Fellowship meetings, we are going to implement the materials to go out and foster what you have taken away from these conferences. I love that idea. And that way you can go and we can follow up because hearts are going to be transformed. Hearts are going to be changed, and people are going to say, what am I going to do now? Where do I go now? My parish may not be on fire for this. You're going to have materials to take back to your parish and say, no, this is what we have. This is what we can do. And we'll start groups, and we'll give you the materials to stay on fire for our Lord and then transform and kindle that fire, as our Lord says, to everybody who comes in contact with you.
Hallelujah. Amen, amen, amen. And I'm so excited that I was able to be on this special show of Men of Faith and obviously this special show for Empowered by the Spirit. So, Heavenly Father, we just thank you and praise you and we worship you and glorify you. We thank you, Lord God, for saying yes. We thank you, Lord God, for saying yes for us, unconditional yes for us, and teaching us how to be unconditional in our yes for you. Just may take over our lives, our hearts, our minds, our souls. Heal us spiritually, mentally, emotionally, and physically through the intercession of our Blessed Mother, through the power of the Holy Spirit, in Jesus' name, and I bless you with every spiritual blessing. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen. Go forth and change the world. Go to CatholicMen.org. Find out where we are, who we are, what we do, and how we can assist you through the grace of God to transform your lives and hearts to a deeper relationship with Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen. Amen. So you've been listening to this very special broadcast of Men of Faith, in which Gil Alderete, who is our host, president of Catholic Men's Fellowship, and myself have been talking about this conference, iThirst, November 19th in the Diocese of Orange. Register, please, for Jesus Thirst for America, JesusThirstForAmerica.com, and or go to our website, SpielfeldHearts.org. We can't wait to see you on November 19th. We're also going to be March 18th of next year in Fresno. There'll be a date very soon in Los Angeles and other locations across the country. So God bless you. It's Deacon Steve Greco. Thank you for being part of Empowered by the Spirit.
We're thrilled that you joined us today on Empowered by the Spirit. Empowered by the Spirit is a production of Spirit-Filled Hearts Ministry. For more information about Spirit-Filled Hearts, visit our website, SpiritFilledHearts.org. That's SpiritFilledHearts.org. If you've been encouraged by what you've heard here on Empowered by the Spirit, contact us by email at empowered@spiritfilledhearts.org. That's empowered@spiritfilledhearts.org. We hope you'll tell a friend about our program and ask them to join us next week at this same time. We look forward to being with you again right here next week. In the studios of Spirit-Filled Radio, we hear powerful stories about real-life situations every day. Recently, Katie Hughes of the Thy Kingdom Come podcast welcomed two young women who were getting ready for their first years of college dorm life. Listen to the words of a brave young lady named Jenna.
Jenna, do you know who your roommate is yet?
No, so I've actually had a little bit of trouble with that. I originally had a roommate, and when Roe v. Wade got overturned, I posted a video on my Instagram story of Mother Teresa talking about unborn babies and like how their lives matter, basically.
Yeah.
And how like the saddest thing is like a mother killing her own child. Me and Jess both just saw so many people posting that they were upset about it being overturned. Mm-hmm. And so we just wanted to like put ourselves out there for the people that are too afraid to, basically, that would agree with us. So she saw that post and she ended up messaging me and saying that she didn't want a room anymore. So.
Well, you know what? Praise God. You know, one thing is pray for her because they're listening to lies of the enemy about abortion, but that the Lord will bring someone else a better choice for you. Thank you for standing up for life.
Be encouraged, for young people such as this are the future of our church. For more great content, check out SpiritFilledEvents.com. Spirit-Filled Radio is in partnership with the Roman Catholic Diocese of Orange in Southern California. SpiritFilledEvents.com. You're listening to Spirit-Filled Radio. We've all heard the expression, out of the mouths of babes. Well, here's a word about sacred moments from Kelly Hudson, a recent guest on the OC Catholic radio show and podcast with Rick Howick.
I tell this story where years ago, I was sitting at my computer. I had to give a speech on sacred moments. And I was sitting at my computer trying to figure out the definition of sacred moments for hours, it seemed. And my 7-year-old son came up and he said, I know what it is, Mom. And, you know, like any other mom, I went, oh, for God's sake, humor me. And he said, this is a true story. He said that sacred moments are something that touch you so deeply inside that you can never describe it with words. And sometimes it even makes you better. And I thought, I just cleaned dog poop off this kid's shoes. What is happening here? But he was right.
Yeah.
Those moments that you can't describe that change you for the better. And I'll tell you, on a weight loss television show, every moment there is a sacred moment. When you can just be present and listen and be a part of someone else's life, It changes both of you for the better.
For more great content, check out SpiritFilledRadio.org. Spirit Filled Radio is in partnership with the Roman Catholic Diocese of Orange in Southern California. SpiritFilledRadio.org.